Chapter 8. On his way over to Bob Arctor's house, where a bunch of heads could usually be found for a mellow turned-on time, Charles Freck worked out a gag to put old Barris on, to pay him back for the spleen jive at the Fiddler's Three restaurant that day. In his head, as he skillfully avoided the radar traps that the police kept everywhere, the police radar vans checking out drivers usually took the disguise of old raunchy VW vans, painted dull brown, driven by bearded freaks. When he saw such vans, he slowed. He ran a preview fantasy number of his put-on. Freck, casually.
I bought a methadrine plant today.
Barris, with a snotty expression on his face. Methadrine is a Benny, like speed. It's crank, it's crystal, it's amphetamine, it's made synthetically in a lab. So it tisn't organic like pot. There's no such thing as a methadrine plant like there is a pot plant. Freck, springing the punchline on him.
I inherited 40,000 from an uncle and purchased a plant hidden in this dude's garage where he makes methadrine. Ha ha ha! He's got a factory there where he manufactures meth. Plant in the sense of...
He couldn't get it phrased exactly right as he drove, because part of his mind stayed on the vehicles around him and the lights. But he knew when he got to Bob's house, he'd lay it on Barris
super good.
And especially if a bunch of people were there, Barris would rise to the bait and be visible to everyone flat out as a clear and evident asshole. And that would super pay him back, because Barris, worse than anybody else, couldn't stand to be made fun of. When he pulled up, he found Barris outdoors, working on Bob Arctor's car. The hood was up, and both Barris and Arctor stood together with a pile of car tools.
Hey, man,
Freck said, slamming his door and sauntering casually over.
Barris,
he said right off in a cool way, putting his hand on Barris's shoulder to attract his attention.
Later,
Barris growled. He had his repair clothes on. Grease and like that covered the already dirty fabric. Freck said,
I bought a methadrine plant today.
With an impatient scowl, Barris said, how big?
What do you mean?
How big a plant?
Freck
said, wondering how to go on. How much did you pay for it? Arctor said, also greasy from the car repair. They had the carb off, Freck saw, air filter, hoses, and all. Freck said,
about $10.
Jim could have gotten it for you cheaper, Arctor said, resuming his labors. Couldn't you, Jim?
Oh, they're practically giving meth plants away, Barris said.
Well, it's the whole fucking garage, Freck protested. A factory. Nah, it turns out 1 million tabs a day. The pill rolling machinery and everything. Everything.
All that cost $10? Barris said, grinning widely. Where is it located? Arctor said.
Yeah, not around here,
Freck said uneasily.
Hey, fuck it, you guys.
Pausing in his work, Barris did a lot of pausing in his work, whether anyone was talking to him or not, Barris said,
you know, Freck, if you drop or shoot too much meth, you start talking like Donald Duck.
So?
Freck said.
Then nobody can understand you, Barris said.
Arctor said, what'd you say, Barris? I couldn't understand you. His face dancing with merriment, Barris made his voice sound like Donald Duck's. Freck and Arctor grinned and enjoyed it. Barris went on and on, gesturing finally at the carburetor. What about the carburetor? Arctor said, not smiling now,